I'm sitting here in Vrindavan and have committed all my time and energy to the chanting of many rounds of the holy name. As I'm doing this, I find that there is a key to bhakti. Now, the key is not quantitative efforts, great endeavors, and so on. It is a certain mood of meekness or humility with which one turns to the Lord. At the end of the songs of the gopis, where they express their desire, "Oh Krishna, you called us, but then you disappeared into the dark forest. Now we cannot separate or tolerate your separation. Please appear again." At the end of this wonderful song, they still see Krishna has not appeared, so they go to the banks of the Yamuna. They first sing his holy names, but then when they see that even the Sankirtan, the singing together, doesn't bring Krishna, they sit down and just cry, Suswarna, it said, but in a beautiful sound they cry. So one of the commentators of the Bhagavatam says something which I think is relevant for all of us in all situations. He says, Lord Hari is not pleased with someone simply because of that person's wealth of spiritual practice. No, the meekness of devotees is the sole cause of achieving Hari's satisfaction. And once he is satisfied, he ends all difficulties everywhere. This is the key. This deep meekness which gives birth to eagerness. Oh, I'm not so qualified. And now I turn to you, my Lord. Please be kind upon me. This pleases Krishna. And once he is pleased and satisfied, everything changes. Narayan Bhatta, very famous for discovering the holy places in Vrindavan, says that this particular episode shows very practically that the Lord can be obtained by simply turning to him and crying for him.